You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
As you can see, it's not a brown bag homily, it's a red bag homily, because this is Red October as we get ready for another World Series victory. Thank you, everyone, for coming right on up. Great, come on up. We have plenty of room. Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you for coming up. Glad you're all here. Once again, your presence among us is a powerful reminder of what Jesus tells us today. When the disciples tried to run the children away from him, he became indignant and said, "Let them come to me." And he placed his hands on them and embraced them. And then he said, "If you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, you must be like these children." And so these children are a reminder to us of the kind of spirit and attitude we must have to enter the kingdom of God. Now, I know, boys and girls, thanks for helping me today. I know that you all are very good at riddles. So I have a couple riddles for you today. As you know, the Pope visited our country a week ago, and so someone told me that while the Pope was here, he froze some holy water. Why do you think he froze the holy water? Tell them nice and loud.
To make it everlasting?
No, not to make it everlasting. That's a good theological answer. Yes.
Make popsicles?
Very good, to make popsicles. I told you that children are very good at riddles. I have one more for you. What is the Pope's favorite nighttime snack? What's his favorite nighttime snack? We'll give you a shot at this one, okay? Keep thinking. Do you know?
Popsicles.
No, we'd already had popsicles, but this is, tell them.
Pope tarts?
Pope tarts is one good answer. Another good answer would be?
Popcorn.
Popcorn, very good. Popcorn. So you're very good at riddles. Thank you, boys and girls. Jesus embraced the children. We as church are the body of Christ. We are to do what Jesus did. We embrace children. That's why we baptize children and infants, like Andrew Zachary, they're going to baptize today. It's our way of embracing children as Jesus did, so we can surround them with God's love. And through their human family, as well as through their church family, they can come to know of God's love and begin to make a response. And that's what faith is, our personal response to the experience of God's love. And it is that faith that will bring us to eternal life. And that's why, as a parish, we want to always emphasize that children are always welcome here. We want parents to bring their crying babies. We want them to bring the children who run around church and act out. That's what children do. And that's the price of having a family. And we want to have a family that includes children. And so that's why these children present with us today are such an important symbol to us, a reminder that we are to have that childlike faith, a faith that is always humble, a faith that is always dependent, a faith that is always trusting, a faith that's always exuberant and enthusiastic. It is that kind of faith, Jesus says, that will get us into the kingdom of God. Boys and girls, in today's first reading, we read about how God created all things, that God created man and woman and all creation. And one of the things talked about God creating was the animals. October the 4th, which is today, is the feast of St. Francis of Assisi. And it's our parish custom, as is the custom of many parishes on this day, to bless pets and animals in honor of St. Francis of Assisi, who had great admiration, respect, and love for all creation. And so tonight at 7 o'clock, out on the lower parking lot, we will bless pets and animals. How many of you have a pet or an animal at home that you would like to have blessed, okay? Well, today in the homily bag, I brought some animals with me just to remind us that animals are part of God's creation too. And so I want to ask you to hold them for me. How many of you have a pet frog at home? You don't have a pet frog? Well, you want to put this pet frog on? Turn around so people can see you. There you go. Hey, you look terrific, huh? Good. Frog could be an acronym, F-R-O-G, forever rely on God. That's very childlike, to always be dependent upon God. How many of you have a bird at home? Okay, you want to hold the bird? Don't let him fly away, okay? How many of you have a pet monkey at home? Do you have a pet monkey at home? You want to hold the monkey for me? Okay, don't let him get away. How many of you have a herd of sheep? Anybody have sheep at home? You want to put the sheep puppet on, show them how it works? Very good. You can tell I'm getting ready to move and cleaning out my house to downsize a little bit. Another bird here, huh? You want to hold this bird? Thank you. Don't let him fly away. And let's see what else. How many have a pet turtle at home? Do you have a pet turtle? Well, it matches your server's robe. Very good. And how many has a big talking bird like this one? Huh? Do you have an orange bird at home? Let me show you how it works, huh? Do you have one? It flies all over, huh? Okay, we'll let you have the bird. How many of you have ever ridden a camel? Huh? There you go. You want to hold the camel? I think all the ladies had their hands up. They said they'd ridden a camel there. And finally, how many of you have one of these at home? Huh? You have a pet cow? Okay, you can hold the cow. So I just brought a sampling of all the animals that God has created. But God has created things even more important than animals and children and human beings. All of us are special creatures, as well as all creation. And Pope Francis took the name Francis because of St. Francis of Assisi. He wanted to model his reverence and respect for all creation. And so the Pope's first encyclical is about our common home, how we can take care of our common home. And so today, as we remember St. Francis of Assisi, even though his feast gets bumped a little bit by the Sunday liturgy, we're reminded that God is present in all of God's creatures and all of God's creation. And we are to reverence and respect that. But we have special affection for children because Jesus showed special affection for them. And so may their presence here with us today remind us that our faith is to be childlike. That is, always relying on God, always dependent upon God, always trusting, always enthusiastic and excited about who we are as God's children. If we are enthusiastic about living our faith and realize how much we depend upon God every day and trust God and hope in God, then we can be faithful to our mission as church, which is proclaim to all the world that God is good. All the time. Oh, boys and girls, thank you for helping me today. Why don't we pile all the animals in front of the altar here to remind us of all the beauty of God's creation. Thank you.